Good evening, everyone. This is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Public Facilities Committee. We are being, as usual, audio recorded. I am the Chair, Deb Crossley, Counselor-at-Large from Ward 5, and to my right is Susan Albright, Vice Chair of the Committee, Counselor from Ward 2, Mark Laredo, Counselor from Ward 7, and on the opposite side of the table, starting with Vicki Danberg, Counselor-at-Large from Ward 6, Cheryl Lappin, Counselor from Ward 8, and our committee clerk, Nadia Khan, are with us. We have, I'll just say at the outset, several items that are we're going to take up first. We have a couple of appointments to make, and folks have come in just for that, to visit with us, and then a couple of grants of location, which are public hearings. These items should be done by 7:30. We have some big items coming up after that. We're joined by folks who are going to be presenting the first draft of our municipal aggregation program. We're going to have learn a lot of stuff tonight. And if we are visited by too many people to fit in this room, which has been suggested would happen, we will move across to the chambers. Okay? So, with that, Miles Smith, would you like to join us at the table?
Sure.
Item number.
The hot seat, as it were.
Be our guest. Whatever suits you. So this is item 279-17, and this is Miles Smith of 30 Webster Street in Newton, who's appointed as a member of the Solid Waste Commission for a term to expire September 30th, 2020. Welcome.
Thank you.
Would you like to just begin by telling us about your interest in this committee and why you would like to serve?
I've been involved in Newton Recycling since a few months after I moved here in 91. I've been the chairman of the recycling committee for a bunch of years. Before the recycling depot was open on Saturdays by city employees, I was the person who coordinated volunteers. Suckers like me to open up the depot. I did that actually for 12 years, believe it or not. And some of those same people are still coming to the swap day events that the recycling committee runs. What else? I've the chair of the Household Hazardous Waste Commission, on it for a while, and this the chair for a little while of that before it kind of got obviated by the fact that the city has this incredibly great permanent collection program. Bicycle Pedestrian Task Force, I've been on that since Brooke started it, and was the chair for a little while, co-chair or something like that for a little while.
So you have in the biz. Multifaceted interests in trash.
Yes. Trash are us.
Anything else you'd
no,
like
that's
to
it.
Say? Okay. I think I saw Vicki. Would you like to, and Mark?
Sure. First, Miles, thank you very much for serving, offering to serve on this committee, and for having done all the rest of the things that you've done for the time that you've done them. We sincerely appreciate it, and we need people like you and the many other people that sit on our committees to step up to the plate and do these things because it makes us a better city. I have a special interest in composting, removing the organic waste from the waste stream. Can you just say a few words, very few words, about where you might be on that and what I know it's being talked about in the city already, and we're trying to kind of get it moving. Your opinion is?
I'm very keen on it. I mean, I grew up on a small farm. I've been composting since before I can remember. I have two compost piles in my backyard. I have sort of a laissez-faire attitude. Throw it in a pile and it becomes dirt kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I'm actually really excited to be on the commission now because I think that, you know, with some of the leadership there, they're doing great things and some really good stuff will happen. And I'm excited to work on that and the new waste management contract that will be coming up. And the organic curbside compost, however it works out, you know, is a great program. I'm, like, totally gung-ho in favor of it. you know, they're like, oh, you could be in the pilot, except I already do it. So, you know, sort of be a little, a bit of a waste, no pun intended.
Okay.
But yes, I'm very much on board.
Great. Thank you very much.
Mark?
So first of all, thank you for your willingness to serve. You actually have a bunch of people around this table who are interested in these issues, probably almost as much as you are.
Yes.
That's why we're in public facilities.
Yes. I didn't know you composted.
I don't compost.
Oh,
I'm interested in the issue, and I'm going
just
to
said interested.
He does
anything.
You know, come on.
Okay, sorry. Couldn't
you
do this.
Dad, put you on the spot here. I said we're interested. Any particular issues besides the composting that you'd like to see the Solid Waste Commission focus on that maybe it hasn't or could kind of have an increased focus?
A keen area of interest in mine is, the possible start of a permanent swap program. I mean, as I said, I've been running the swap day events for a long, long time, and, you know, I like stuff, you know. I've had the recycling committee and we need to visit a couple of neighboring communities. You know, I've organized a tour and such. So we're really trying to make that happen. And if somehow money falls out of some committee somewhere to build a three-season structure that we can use for that, get started next spring. I mean, we're ramped up and ready to go. Sort of.
Just so the committee knows, we're going to hear from Juanita again before the year's end, an update on plans, her actions, right. Her activities, and her plans.
Right. So that curbside organic possibility, the textile program. There's a bunch of great stuff that's coming out of the commission right now. So.
Recycling material cloth.
Yeah, precisely.
I think every one of us at this table has been incredibly impressed by what Juanita's doing and the work that the commission is starting to do. So I think you're going to be a fabulous addition. The only thing I'd ask is, as you do your work, both you and the other members of the commission, come back to us periodically if there's things that you think we can do differently in our ordinances or as a matter of policy. It's really helpful to know that. So thank you very much.
Okay, good.
Susan?
So I was going to ask Mark's question, but I have two other smaller ones. One is that, you know, when people recycle their soda bottles, they often just throw them in the recycling, and they don't go and get the 5 cents back. And I know other communities have a place where you donate them essentially to a charity. They take the money and they get the 5 cents back. I don't think we have that in Newton anywhere, do we?
Not in any organized way that I know.
I would love to see that happen. Do you think it's possible?
So the only issue then is, you know, becomes management and such like that of it a little bit. It gets complicated to then get a vendor to come and pick it up if it needs to be sorted, you know, because there's always contamination and stuff like that. So there's some logistics issues to work out with it. I don't know. I wonder if it's better to help another community group, you know, the food bank or something like that, start a program like that.
It doesn't have to be the city. I know that's the town that I'm thinking about. The private nonprofit comes and picks up the stuff.
Okay, well,
and
maybe
they deal with it.
Maybe there's a vendor that would be you know, keen to get involved and stuff like that. But it's, you know, it's just another thing that takes, you know, resources. Yeah. It takes time and
of course,
people and it takes plastic bags and somebody gets to sort.
Well, so. I'm going to suggest that we might bring this item up to the Solid Waste Commission and let them put it on the list.
Mm-hmm. And my other question, and maybe this is beyond the scope, but I'm wondering, with all the tar spot that we're having on our leaves, and I know Mark said, don't put that in your compost, and I'm wondering what the heck the city's going to do with all the leaves this year that are full of tar spot, which...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, what we're doing at our house is putting them in the regular trash.
Yeah.
Which is, you know... Because I'm such a composter, is sort of an anathema to me. But that's
to try apparently the right way to do it.
I guess, yeah. So it's
I think that's a question for DPW.
Yeah,
Mark Welch, you know, would
Do I have a motion?
Yes.
Ward 3, baby. Okay. Right. Enthusiastically move it.
Yeah. Barbara, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. All in favor? It's unanimous.
Thank you. Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And next, Sunwoo Han. Sunwoo, would you please pronounce your last name for me so I don't get it wrong again?
My full name is Sunwoo Khan.
Thank you. So I have to read this into the record. It's 316-17, Sunwoo Khan, 60 Garland Road, Newton Center, appointed as a member of the Solid Waste Commission for a term to expire November 15, 2020. Welcome.
Thank you.
We have your resume, but would you like to talk about why you're particularly interested in the Solid
yes.
Waste Commission?
I moved to Newton about 8 years ago, and my children were in the Mason Roy School at that point. I helped start the green team there, and one of the projects that we ran for the duration that I was there was the composting of all PTO events. We would use all compostable materials, gather the food, take it to Whole Foods, who had graciously donated their space in the composting service that they have. You know, and in trying to come up with a foolproof system, I quickly learned that there are many gaps in the school system, but also the city system. You know, the fact that they couldn't take any compostable waste, the fact that recycling wasn't quite complete, there were gaps in the recycling chain. Things like that really got me interested in maybe broadening my efforts beyond the school. I'm also on the board of Green Newton. I think trash is one of my interests. And so I thought the Solid Waste Commission would be a good place to really try to put my efforts.
Terrific.
Yes.
Thank you. Committee members? Mark?
So I'll pose the same question that I asked to Mr. Smith, which is, do you have any particular areas that you think you want to focus on and mm-hmm. areas you think that the commission can continue or should improve its work on?
Yes. It all kind of goes together. I know that we're considering a composting pilot, which is wonderful, but I'm hoping that it's just one piece that will ultimately lead up to zero waste goal in Newton. And within that, I would love to see pay-as-you-throw. I think we need better incentive system in the city of Newton. Right now, you know, we have the recycling, but we're having a hard time really raising our rates. I think we need to start maybe nudging people, you know, educating them, nudging, giving them incentives, getting them a little bit closer to reducing the waste in our city. Prior to moving here, I lived in Natick. About 2 years before I moved away, they instituted pay-as-you-throw, and it was very successful. So, you know, it gave me a lot of, encouragement that it can work in a city. Obviously, Newton is a different place, but I would love to see something like that happen in Newton as well. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Vicki Ventura.
I would just like to comment that Sunwoo sits on the polystyrene working group. We are looking to bring to this committee on November 8th the item on the agenda, item that's been there for 3 years now, languishing, finally to do a ban of sorts on polystyrene items in the city, things that are packaged in the city. And Sunwoo is my right-hand person, doing all the minutes, doing a tremendous amount of follow-up and work with restaurants and things. And I want to thank you for that, and I wanted to bring to the attention of everyone here that she has done that and worked very hard on that, and we appreciate it.
Thank you.
And
is that coming here or to PNS?
I'm sorry, PNS.
Okay.
Not PF, PNS.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. No, snow
okay.
is coming here.
Snow is coming.
Okay.
Yeah.
Snow is coming here.
Yes.
Never ends.
So when everyone is finished with their questions and comments, since she's Ward 6, I'm happy to move her appointment.
Okay, got it. Noted.
Just one comment. I think it's great that you come to the committee from a school perspective, because a lot of times in this city we talk about city reducing waste. We think of the city side, but the schools are really pretty yes. much the biggest part.
It is a tremendous source of
yeah.
waste.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. I think it's really important that, that I mean, if we don't address that part of this, that's half of this, that's more than half of the city. So
yes, yes.
I think
but
that's
I do understand
great.
Also that it kind of operates on its own. And so I would love to see the city
I would
somehow
love
motivated
to, yeah.
more to be able to do things.
Efficiencies. There are
yes,
lots of things with
yes.
the schools I'd still like
that
to see.
That would be wonderful.
That would be great. So
yes.
thank you.
Thank you. Great point. So I think we have a motion from Vicki to approve this appointment. All in favor? Again, unanimous. Thank you very much
thank
for
you.
Coming in.
Thank you.
At this moment, I just want to mention to everyone, because the room's starting to fill up, is that if we get very many more people, after we do our two quick grants of location, we will move across to the chambers. If not, if this is more or less it, we'll stay here. Everyone is welcome to stay for the full raft of high energy items that are coming up. But right now we're going to go into two fairly standard fare. We have what are called grants of locations. The first one is 328-17, which is a Verizon petition for a grant of location on Bigelow Road. Are we joined by someone from Verizon? Would you like to please come and join us and introduce yourself? I'll just read this item into the docket. It's to install and maintain 75 feet of 4-inch gas main in Broken Tree Road.
No, that's the second one.
It's Verizon.
Oh, where am I? I just read it. Oh,
unless you're changing
you so
your
much. Thank you so much. Yeah, okay. Like I said, okay. Petition for grant of location for 334 feet of conduit from an existing handhole on Bigelow Road, 133 in a westerly direction, to 111 Bigelow Road.
Correct.
Okay.
My name is Joellen Mullen. I'm from UCS. We represent Verizon. And basically that's what it is. They want to extend the conduit to 111 to provide service to that location.
I have a question.
So this is all underground,
yes.
right? So it's going underground to a new home?
New handhole. Yep.
Yep. Perfect.
Okay.
Because this is what the existing handhole looks like at 113, I believe it is.
This is in Ward
133, excuse me.
Anybody?
In front of 133, and it's going to look like that, and it'll be right underground.
Yep. We've seen those before.
Yeah, it's just underground.
You don't have to put that in the report, do we?
Okay. Bigelow Road is in Ward
yes.
2.
That's mine, but you have to have a hearing first.
Yes, I know. Oh. Okay, no more questions, correct? Is anyone here to speak for or against this petition? Seeing none, I'm going to suggest we close the public hearing. And if there's
and I'll move approval.
I have a motion to approve. All in favor? Thank you very much. It's unanimous. You have a lovely
Good.
Evening.
Thank you.
Have a great
Thank you.
Now we have item number 329-17, which is National Grid. Would you like to join us, please? This is for a grant of location for that 75 feet of 4-inch gas main in Broken Tree Road to number 74. Please state your name and...
My name is Barbara Kelleher. I'm the permanent representative for One National Grid. And we are asking your permission to extend a main from 75 feet from house 74 to house number 82 in order to provide a gas service for number 82.
And I'll just say everyone got a separate document in their packet with a map, mm-hmm. so you can see exactly what this is. Any questions? Vicki?
The other numbers, looking at the map, you're extending to 82.
Correct.
88, 87, and it looks like 81 or 78
yes, that's
or something.
Correct. 81.
Are these new houses or are they existing houses? Or
I'm
what?
Not sure. I'm not
wondering why
the
gas main wasn't extended out to.
Well, abutters notices were sent out. They had every, you know, they could, and being told that they could contact the company if they would like to get onto the.
Okay. And the owner of 82 is planning on is paying for the extension.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
They
Thanks.
Still have oil. Gail Stone Tureski's in number 87. We could ask her.
You can all ask people we know.
Any other questions?
The only question is
yep. Cheryl.
I'm going to see it from Public Works, but when was the last time this street was was his pay was anybody?
John must have signed up on it though.
I think it's been quite some time, but yeah. I don't have the data. We can certainly get it.
Okay, if they signed up. Usually, if they sign off on it.
Right, they usually make a note on it.
Right.
It means it's been a while.
I see nothing from them that suggests concern. Maybe you want to look into it ahead of.
I don't think it's been done recently.
Does it sound familiar?
No.
Nope.
I don't think it has.
Okay.
All right. I'll move approval.
Well, hold on. Is there anyone here to speak for or against this petition? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing. If there's a motion from Councillor Lappin, let me say before we vote, we've been joined by Elaine Gentile, Councillor at Large from Ward 4. We are on the second grant of location, which is the extension of a gas main 75 feet further into Broken Tree Road in Ward 8. So, all in favor? It's unanimous. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
And you have a lovely evening as well. We're ahead of schedule.
Very good.
So, are there by any chance are there a lot of people hanging out in the hallway or anywhere else? It does sound pretty quiet.
One guy.
Do you have a sense of how many? Okay. Because this is pretty comfortable in here right now. I'm sorry? Okay.
Should we just move?
Should we just move?
Yeah, we should just move.
Okay. Why don't we, it'll take us a few minutes. We'll move.